see. What we're doing tonight is just reviewing the agreement for the permit. And this is our pre-meeting. So does anyone have a report, or do we just ask questions? Rob, okay.
I'll give a brief one. Tonight at 7 during the JPA meeting, we'll be reviewing and hopefully approving a settlement agreement for the issuance of our wastewater discharge permit and the upgrade schedule for that wastewater treatment plant. Staff of the city and the district have been working with Regional Water Quality Control Board staff since last July of 2005 on an agreement pursuant to your direction. The agreement that's attached to the staff report is a result of those negotiations and will result in Regional Board issuance of a 301H modified discharge permit. Pursuant to your direction, the settlement agreement calls for a 9.5-year conversion to full secondary treatment. And the Regional Water Quality Control Board staff is prepared to recommend this settlement agreement for approval at their February 2006 meeting. The settlement agreement will continue in effect only if the Regional Board concurs and issues that first permit for the modified discharge permit and then a second NPDES permit for the rest of the 5 years that are left on the second part of the 9.5-year conversion. There are in the settlement agreement penalties that if we don't meet certain milestones that we would be susceptible to those penalties if they're not met. However, one of the good things that we were able to negotiate is if we don't meet certain milestones, penalties are issued, but they are held in abeyance until the very end. So if we catch back up and we do complete full secondary by 9.5 years, all penalties would be waived. So that's a good thing that I think that we negotiated in that. If something happens, unforeseen negotiations with Cayuga stall and who should pay for it or something in the middle part, we just do definitely, there's no way we can get around not meeting the 9.5 years. So I'm available for any questions you have about it. I think it's a fairly simple agreement. We tried to make it as simple as possible. It does leave a lot of discretion. I'm sure you'll hear Cayuga, some of their board members. We can't just take away the discretion of the Regional Water Quality Control Board. The same thing. We couldn't do without you first going for approval. And they can change some of the BOD and soluble levels that we have, or they could change the conversion schedule if something showed that it can be done or requirements required. For example, if new standards came up that required it to do it and they did away with the 301H waiver by law, we had to go to it. So there could be things that could change. However, if they do change anything in the agreement, then the agreement's off the table. And you have the ability to agree to those changes, or the agreement basically gets torn up and we start all over with whatever the requirements would be, and we can issue another, we can put in for another application for another permit. So, and there is some unknowns in there, I guess is what I'm saying, that could happen to us, and we're going to have to just adapt to those. And if they're by law, meaning everybody in the state has to meet some requirement, this agreement isn't going to protect us from that.
You said that Cayucas may have some objections to some of that. What would be the reason for that?
More definitive, exactly, this is all we have to do in 9.5 years. And, you know, for example, if 7 or 9 years only went to that secondary, and from staff level, I think we get a big one, which is dealing with a secondary entity that has completely different responsibilities and duties to the constituents. That's Cayuga, so we have to get through that issue. But then also, we want to be able to fully develop whether we want to go to tertiary, might need more time to finance that. And so there's nothing that prevents it. This is just what they are requiring us to meet in the 9.5 year.
Okay. Betty?
The reason that state board, or not the state, the regional board might change the requirements is for the reasons that you said, the federal regulations might change. They can't arbitrarily just change it on us. It would have to be for cause. Like, they can't just say, you know, in the agreement it says it's this amount, but in a couple of years they'll say, well, we think it should be this amount. They would do it based on some kind of change in the regulations.
Regional Water Quality Control Board.
Right.
No, state can. EPA certainly can, and I don't know the finding. State can, too.
Okay.
The state or the EPA could possibly.
Could be arbitrary.
Okay.
And then, what was it that that said?
We kind of think, and Bruce might chime in, that we don't think that's likely because it's just the number of plants. Mm-hmm. that are at the full secondary that if you changed the requirement to go every plant under a tertiary,
right.
What that would do
to everybody.
What was it, 16,000?
Yeah, that's correct. There's a lot of other treatment plants that are affected by any changes in the laws. It isn't just us. We're we're moving towards being in compliance with what the other plants are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a big economic hit on a lot of the other facilities. And if you're talking upgrading Hyperion in San Diego and San Francisco, there's going to be a lot of debate over those issues. And the state can change. Our effluent limitations are based on both what the EPA has and the California Ocean Plan.
Mm-hmm.
The California Ocean Plan is constantly upgraded, but it goes through a very thorough review process, most of it being scientific input before it's actually passed into law.
Okay. So there really isn't arbitrariness involved here. So then my second question is bouncing a little bit off Mr. Baxley's, and that is, assuming for a moment that we go to the tertiary, the standards automatically go up. The board would want to say something about those new standards, so then this would be null and void.
Which board?
Because this is only talking secondary, the Regional Water Board.
I would imagine if we say we're going to full tertiary, they'll be tickled pink and be happy with that. They're fine
right.
with that, as long as we meet the full secondary in 2.5 years.
Right.
So
this covers us for secondary, partial secondary, and tertiary, but am I saying something different? Okay. Yeah, because my question is this, because you were saying if anything changes, then this wouldn't work anymore, and we'd need a new permit. So if we decide, whenever our time schedule says to decide, whether or not we're going to go tertiary or partial tertiary, then does this permit apply anymore?
If we can make the 9.5 years. I mean,
so it's not related to that. Okay.
If you're looking at a scenario that, you know, maybe at the end of the 5-year period, we do want to go to tertiary, but it's going to take 6 more years or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something then we'd have to renegotiate.
Yeah.
It looks like we can't make the time frame for some reason, but I don't see that happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We think the 9.5 years is doable no matter what our project is.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
Yeah.
Okay. Other questions? Okay, Bruce, anything you want to add for meeting?
I would probably just, you know, if you're comfortable with the agreement and you're going to approve it this evening, you know, I'm sure you'll get input from the board. They might say they haven't had it long enough. They might, whatever. Cayucas, they can come up with a lot of different excuses. I would say you're just welcome still to approve it tonight, and they could continue that on their own.
Okay.
So we don't have to have another JPA meeting with them. I would say if you're comfortable with it.
Yes, Chris.
You know, and the other thing I'd add is that, you know, this agreement and the was worked out in a cooperative fashion with regional board, so it's still been a very positive input from both sides. And the agreement you're looking at is basically a blueprint from what the Goleta Sanitary District did, but there isn't as much legalese in it because we haven't gone down the litigation that the sanitary district followed, and that the fines that are included in this agreement are about half of what the Goleta Sanitary District faces. So I think it's a pretty fair agreement.
Okay. Anything else? All right, then we'll adjourn until 7 o'clock, same place, and we'll have our regular meeting.
Time and it is my detailed recommendation for a regional plan for the area that includes Morro Bay, Cayucas, and Los Osos. And I think that I brought one for each of you, and I hope that you'll read it and see the cumulative impacts on our Morro Bay estuary watershed. And so let me if you would pass these around amongst yourselves, Ms. Mayor.
Thank you.
Okay, now as far as what's on the agenda tonight here, what we're looking at is a dysfunctional joint powers agency that's got all kinds of problems. You've got problems. Many of them are detailed in my case for a regional plan. I think you know your own problems, and I'll tell you one of the biggest ones is that you're asking us to give our blessing for a 9.5-year timeline to come into full compliance with the secondary standards of sewage treatment that were the law 33 years ago. The Clean Water Act was supposed to be full secondary treatment for all sewage dumped in the ocean 33 years ago, and now you want 9.5 years more. That means that in 9.5 years, not only do you have a city that's a half a century behind the Clean Water Act, but you've also got a problem with you're only going to secondary treatment. By the time you finish all this upgrade, it may be time to go to full tertiary. Now, the forward-thinking councilman from Morro Bay, Mr. Bill Pierce, long ago called for full tertiary treatment, and I hope that you'll heed his wise call. Finally, what I'd like to bring to your attention is the fact that there is a danger to going to less than full tertiary treatment and disinfecting less than full secondary treatment because there's too much organic matter in there. And then you have chemical reactions that cause endocrine disruptors. That's what's happening right now off the coast of Morro Bay. Endocrine disruptors that wreak havoc with the reproductive systems of animals. Now, I've also covered this in the Viewpoint in the Bay News, and I hope everybody will read these dangers. Now, recent studies in the Los Angeles Times that was reported showed that the fish around the outfalls in Los Angeles and Orange County, due to these endocrine disruptors, are having their sex changed. You know, now sex change operations may be fine for some people, but it's not okay for the fish in the ocean, and it's also not okay for surfers who may be exposed to these endocrine disruptors every day. Now, I urge you to shorten the timeline. In Orange County, they did an upgrade 120 times larger in 11 years. You're asking for 9.5 years to do an upgrade that's 120 times smaller. Now, that is plain and simple foot dragging. So thank you for this opportunity to address the Joint Powers Agency, and let's do a regional plan. Thank you.
Next. Roger Anderson, Morro Bay resident. Little history on the 70s. In the middle 70s, our treatment plant was not able to handle the capacity demanded of it, so there was a moratorium. We were going through the process. A plant redesign or upgrade was approved by all of the agencies. I think it may have even been put out to bid, but not accepted. And then in 78, a new council came in, and they said, let's study this and look at a different technology. 2 years later, I ran for city council. In 1980, we pulled the old plan off the shelf and upgraded the plant. But what happened, and I've talked to John Bresson, who was Public Works Director at that time, I'm almost certain the number he gave me was a 23% increase in cost for that plant upgrade that was mandated by state and federal agencies in less than 4 years' time. The same exact plant was built. I'm not sure what you're going to do with the upgrade, but the tertiary is going to be required at some point down the road. We all know any public project, and I hope Los Osos proves me wrong on this, but if any public project that's put off gets more expensive. If we'd had to do state water 5 years later, it would have been prohibitive. Whatever you're going to do, and I hope you'll strongly consider tertiary treatment so we will be up to full standard and do it sooner rather than later, because the economy of that.
That is shorter than 9.5 years, and to not enter into the settlement agreement with the regional board staff recommendation. And I actually did want to say one more thing. I really, truly appreciate how you always listen to us. And so, again, thank you. One preliminary, it's not really a preliminary issue. It's a pretty serious issue. I didn't find out about this meeting until yesterday. And that's unusual. Under the Brown Act, the requirements are more notice for that, and that's why we didn't get as much turnout for tonight's meeting as we usually do. I know the citizens and residents of Morro Bay and Cayucas really care about their waters, and they show up for these meetings, and that's a problem that we have tonight, is because there wasn't enough notice. I just found out about it yesterday afternoon and was able to notify people. So having said that, Again, I'm here tonight because 9.5 is too long. And what we're urging you to do is to direct staff towards a shorter time schedule to make the right decision. Now, as you all know, these are not my words, that a more reasonable, a more efficient upgrade schedule is possible. These are your words, that we think quicker is better, that I even see 10 years as too long. I believe this can be done faster. In our hearts, we know it's 7 years. We've heard things like that. So it's surprising when we see ready to sign for 9.5 years. Communities across California have upgraded in a shorter time frame. They've overcome their technical difficulties, their planning difficulties. They finished those commitments in an efficient and reasonable manner. I have a little handout that I put together to illustrate this point, if I could just... Just so that everyone has one. Does everyone have one? Just want to make sure.
Almost.
Are we short? I might have some. So this is just to illustrate the point about why 9.5 years is really unreasonable. When you look at these communities, when you look at Merced, less than 1 year, Turlock, 2 years, Santa Cruz, 6 years, L.A. Joint Water Plant there, 6 years, the L.A. Hyperion Plant, 7 years. When you look at that, and then you look at the populations, and then you look at the discharge, and then you look at Morro Bay and Cayucas, and you see the 9.5 years for communities that are much smaller, for discharge sizes that are much smaller. It shows that 9.5 isn't reasonable, that 9.5 isn't the efficient place to be for this plant. So another point, too, are the reason to upgrade faster are the benefits. I know that all of you understand the economic benefits of protecting the coastal waters here in Morro Bay and Estero Bay, the public health, the marine life benefits realized sooner rather than later. The plant will run better. It will have more efficient removal rates. The net benefits are for the public, for the ecosystem, for the economy. A delay, a 9.5-year bloated schedule with fat in it, is a loss for public health, for the marine environment, for the economy. There are also funding benefits that you've heard from the regional board in terms of monitoring and how there will be significant savings in monitoring. You've also heard from Dave Paradis, I think at every meeting, about how grants are available now and that this board needs to seize on that opportunity now to have, has to seize on those opportunities now so that the plant can get built sooner. You've also heard, again, tonight, how the project costs only increase over time. There's a lot of fat in the schedule, and I've actually looked at it. I'm an attorney at NRDC, but I've actually sat down with the premier wastewater expert in our country, and I have surgical places where the fat can be removed from the schedule, where it is unreasonable, and where it's unreasonable and where it can be reduced. And we're willing to share those, but we have to see a commitment for less than 9.5 years because our next stop is the regional board. And I'll get to that, but the points about the fat in general where we see it, for example, the construction time is 2.3 years. What are the other years for? Why is there so much extra time in those years? Well, I've looked at that. Corolla originally said 8.5 years is what they said, and they said that 8.5 was a conservative estimate. And what's being recommended to you tonight? 9.5 years. Not even what the consultant's conservative estimate was. And also in terms of doing concurrent planning, most plants, when they upgrade, do their environmental planning as well as their other, trying to engage in the settlement process to the regional board as well as the board joint letters, trying to engage and say, listen to our viewpoints. The JPA's listened to our viewpoints all along. Listen to us now about this 9.5. So the public can also engage at this step instead of going before the regional board and having a contentious process there. Sadly, none of my letters have been answered. Not even a cursory one-line response. We've received your letters. I don't want, and NRDC does not want to oppose this board that we have worked so hard, that jointly worked so hard to make the right decision every time. You know, and we all move a little bit, but we get to a good point and do the right thing for the Bay and do the right thing for the community. And I don't want to go before the regional board, go before EPA opposing this board. That is not a result we want to see. We don't want to oppose a staff recommendation from the regional board. Having said that, we've had to do that before. Just up the coast in Monterey, we had to go up against a staff recommendation and got the issue sent back to the permit applicant there. So the other thing, too, is we don't want to have to show all of the detrimental water impacts that you hear about at each meeting, that you see about documented violations, studies showing how the waters are impaired. So I've put forth some of the evidence before you here, and this is kind of the evidence that we'd put before the regional board as well. And what I'm urging you to do is, I'm not here in any way to threaten. What I'm saying is that let's work together as we have before. And before I get to what I'm asking for in terms of, you know, looking at the time schedule again, reducing the 9.5, sending that direction to your staff to say really negotiate in good faith with them about reducing it. The other point that I have is one of the provisions that I've also been working on getting into the settlement agreement is a simple statement that says, a simple provision assuring that the best approach will be used for treating pathogens and bacteria that will be discharged, that will be discharged or can be discharged into the waters. As you know, that Morro Bay is a hot spot for sea otter mortality, and there are more and more studies coming out about pathogen and parasite impairment in water, and to put a provision in there that once the plant is built, that it will use the best technology for treating those kinds of parasites. So, based on those three reasons, one, there's a notice problem. You really haven't had a chance to hear from all the public today under the Brown Act. Two, the 9.5 years is too long. And three, you haven't really engaged the public on this 9.5 years in terms of the settlement agreement. So I'm asking that you direct staff to implement a shorter timeline, and if at least not that, at a minimum, have a stakeholder meeting where people have notice, where they have an opportunity to look at the settlement agreement. I've only know what it says, but have not had a chance to look at it anyway, and hold another meeting for it before approving the 9.5 or considering that. So, do you have any questions for me? I know that we've talked about the 9.5 years before, and that seemed to be more of a negotiating starting point for the JPA with the regional board. But to look at it in this new way, as this is the actual commitment when the statements have been made contrary, or any other questions about any other places? No.
I'll ask one question if I might.
Well, technically, this is public comment.
Oh, that's right.
Wait until we finish that. Thank you.
Right. Okay, well, I'm available for any questions that you may have. Thank you so much for listening to me.
All right,
Mr. Chair,
you.
Before yes. The next speaker, obviously people in the audience didn't get the word, but we do have a 3-minute public comment period per person. So we just might, I know it's tough to, because unless you read the up here on the agenda, you don't know it, but it's like our council meetings, we have a 3-minute public comment period. Thank you.
I'd like, before we continue, I'd like to ask Rob, there were some references here made about the posting of this meeting. Can you help us with that?
The meeting was posted, meeting the requirements of the Brown Act. It was posted 72 hours in advance of this meeting at the proper places. So that definitely you made the Brown Act to take any action tonight that you need to.
Okay, just wanted to be sure we were having a legal meeting. Thank you. Next, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Test? No, this isn't it. It's on? Okay. Good evening. My name is Marla Bruton. I'm a resident of Morro Bay. Excuse me. I'm also here today representing the California Ocean Outfall Group, the Central Coast Ocean Outfall Group. We are urging this board to shorten the timeline and to make a decision to go to full tertiary. Now, I heard this evening about something about there's contentious community issues. Well, I have the only ocean is calling. Yesterday, another $400,000 U.S. congressional study group is going to study the $10 million study that was just studied from the U.S. The Pew University, the Pew Research Group spent $4 million on another study for the ocean. We are in desperate shape as far as the ocean goes. We're fortunate. Let's do the right thing. We can do it. We can do it. Thank you.
Good evening. Roger, am I on? Not used to this. Roger Ewing, Morro Bay resident. I'm here to lend my voice and my support to a tertiary treatment and to do it as soon as possible. I think we all know over the last 5 years we've learned just how sick planet Earth has become. The ravages of the technological and industrial age have not helped. And the longer you take, the longer you delay, makes it more and more difficult for this planet to heal itself. And what we leave our grandchildren and their children is going to be a disgrace if you do nothing. So please, heed the voices that have come before me. Do the right thing. Let's go to tertiary. Let's speed it up. Let's not drown ourselves in a morass of bureaucratic delays. It's a simple decision. It's either yes or no. And it's in your hands, and we're counting on you to say, yes, we'll go to tertiary. Yes, it's time to do the right thing. And yes, we do need to do it. So thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak. Have a good meeting.
Good evening. My name is Dave Paradis. I was a founding program director of the Morro Bay National Estuary Program. I now work with a coalition of environmental, around 15 environmental organizations statewide and national organizations. First of all, I'd like to thank your boards for moving forward with this. We don't always see that in this part of the coast. Second, I would like to, you know, thank you for early actions and for your direction to staff to move forward as rapidly as possible. I'd like to echo and endorse the comments made by Roger Anderson here as well with respect to taking a view of both the economic as well as the environmental benefits of moving forward faster and of considering the higher level of treatment. I would urge you to take a real hard look at that timeline and do your best to minimize both the environmental risks and the economic risks and take a hard look at what you see the future being with respect to the higher level of treatment. Thank you.
My name is Peter Risley, and I'd like to say that I've never seen Morro Bay so united. The business leaders and the environmentalists and the left and the right are all for getting something done. And, of course, I think that's great. And I think that there's been some foot-dragging on the Cayuga side. I'm a little shocked about it. The last meeting I attended, I was quite shocked at this kind of foot-dragging. I think it's an economic issue, and I think it's shameful. And I think it's going to cost us a lot of money down the road because we are not going quicker on this subject. We're not taking care of our economic issues sooner. In the future, it's going to cost a lot more. Of course, those people on the board won't be there, so they won't have to take that that hit when they have to ask the people for more money. So consequently, I think that it is proper that the Morro Bay board ask that we do it in 5 years or 7 years, but certainly not 9.5 years, because it's going to cost us, the people, money. And Morro Bay is united behind this. For the first, and I can't believe it. It's shocking and good. And the people in Cayucas who are holding this back have got to get busy and show leadership. Or we got to get new leaders in here. Thank you very much.
Good evening. I'm Andrew Christie. I'm chapter coordinator for the Santa Lucia chapter of the Sierra Club. We are quite intrigued by the NRDC's table of figures and recitation of history on this issue for other communities in this state as compared to this timeline. We also are, how did you guys do this? Could you shoot us a copy of your timeline? What does your work plan look like? Because we have nowhere near your population and nowhere near your treatment requirements, and we're being told it's going to take 9.5 years. So you need to get a little more information than it looks like you're getting. You certainly are not in a position to vote on this timeline or certify anything tonight. You should table it. Get the information you need. Find out what your options are to bring this project in on the kind of time schedule that these much larger communities brought their projects in on, and proceed from there. And, of course, we would like to see, when you do that, the tertiary treatment component brought front and center. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Dana Putnam, and I'm a resident of Morro Bay. I'm a father of two kids that swim in the ocean right outside the outfall. I'm a surfer. I'm a member of Surf Rider Foundation, and I'd just like to urge you to go as quickly as possible in moving towards the highest level of treatment that is feasible within the economic situation of the city, and I guess the that would include Cayucas and Morro Bay. Thank you.
All right, anyone else?
Chairman Enns, could I just make a comment?
Certainly.
I don't believe that our opinion here, I can't speak for Cayucas, in fact, I can't speak for my fellow council members, but I don't think our opinion has changed on wanting to go to tertiary or increasing the timeline. There's nothing in this agreement that locks us into having to stay on that timeline. I think I liken it to when you buy a car on a five-year contract and you make the payments and you pay it off in three. This is what I think I have in mind. This is the guarantee we have to meet. I'm still looking for tertiary, and I'm still looking for 7 years. But what this does is give us some breathing space to be able to do that without running afoul of the Water Quality Control Board. So this is a guarantee to them that this at least will happen. But I think at this point, there's nothing in this document that says we can't do more and quicker. And I think we have already said that at previous meetings. In fact, that very subject was brought up at one or two meetings ago, where if you folks had been here and listened to it, you would have heard that. The other quick comment is it's too bad the two groups that have all been here speaking to us and the NRDC didn't bring some money with you, because we could have used that and sped things up a little bit too.
Thank you, Bill. And I would remind everyone that I believe it was Bill Jabot on our board that made the motion to proceed with this. And I think the final sentence in the motion was something in the order of as quickly as possible. Is that right, Bill? So to remind the public out there that it was the Cayucas Board that made the initial motion, the motion included to try to accomplish this as quickly as possible. Morro Bay followed right along with that, and I believe we are trying our best to move this thing as quickly as possible. So with that, I'd like to go to new business, and we'll discuss the consideration of approval of the settlement agreement. We've got Tim Carmel and Rob Schultz here listed on our agenda. Do you gentlemen, would you like to speak first and introduce a little?
I think we know what the item is.
Well, we know what the item is, and perhaps you could just talk a little bit about the process that we went through to get to where we are tonight, and so that we understand that it wasn't just a one-page thing that somebody threw out here.
Sure. Staff for both the city and the district have been working on this settlement agreement since July of 2005. That's when you guys proposed a settlement agreement that would take effect with that 9.5-year conversion table that we've all been talking about, and you've heard public comments. So that was probably really our only direction, was to negotiate the 9.5-year conversion schedule, and city and district staff were successful in doing that. Staff for the Regional Water Control Board, who we negotiated with, this is in favor of this agreement and is willing to and is ready to recommend this settlement agreement to their board at the February 2006 meeting. It does have milestones throughout it in the conversion table that we do have to meet, and if we don't meet those, there are penalties that could be issued against us. I will say that staff is taking your direction and is moving forward quickly as can be, and if you look at the conversion schedule, we are, even though this has not been approved by Regional Water Quality Control Board, it's been approved by you, and we are moving forward, and we have already issued the RFP for the facilities master's plan. So we're ahead of schedule, and we'll continue to be where I don't understand. It's like Councilmember Pierce said, you know, we're going to keep, when one task gets done, we're not going to look and go, oh, we're a year and a half, let's not work on this anymore. We'll go to the next task.
Thank you, Rob. Tim, would you like to comment?
Thank you. Excuse me. I agree with everything Rob said. This is the combined efforts of three agencies. It's a somewhat unwieldy process. The agreement you have before you was negotiated in good faith by all the parties. It's not a perfect agreement. Everyone had to give a little bit in order to get where it is now. But we think it's the best efforts that we're going to get between the three different agencies that have been negotiating. And really, I think we're here to answer any questions that the council or the board may have.
Thank you, Tim. And with that, I'd like to remind everyone that when we, as the JPA governing body here, asked Bruce to put together the request for the consulting engineering proposals for the facilities master plan, we asked him to include looking at tertiary as an option. And to point out that Cayucas agreed that that would be something we would like to look at. We certainly are going to look into that. If it's the more feasible way to do things today, that's how we'll be looking to that direction. With that, I'd like to open it to Mayor Peters, to the Morro Bay Council for questions.
Okay, any questions of any of the speakers or staff? Betty, I thought you had one.
Backtrack one question, and this is a technical question. I understand that we were noticed locally. When people come from far away, or do they register with us when they want to know about something that's happening here, like when we do with the Coastal Commission, if people are on a list and you get noticed, do we have that with any of the things we do in the JPA? No. Okay. I just wanted to clear that up, and maybe we need to look at that in light of this.
Well, I think the Brown Act provides for that process with regard to any public agency. It's mm-hmm. available. You can request special notice. Once you do, you get special notice.
Okay.
Put the duties on, in this case, the NRDC or any other person or body to ask for special notice. Otherwise, it's incumbent upon you to go check.
Okay. So, okay. I appreciate that. I am shocked by the chart up here. And so it gives me cause to reconsider what we all have joined together, so I hope we'll engage in that discussion. And then the other item that was brought up about the best available technology, I would be amenable to something like that in here, and we'd like to hear a discussion about that too.
Okay, Thad, any questions? No? Okay, neither do I. Back to you.
All right, Cayucas, any questions? Mr. Jabot?
Yeah, one question of the lawyers. On page 15, the end of point 3, says nothing in this paragraph 4 shall relieve the discharger. Should that not really be paragraph 3? Sorry. Well, my question is on page 12 of the document, proposed document, at the end of point 3, there's a sentence starting with nothing in this paragraph 4 shall relieve the discharger. And my question is, shouldn't that really reference paragraph 3 instead of paragraph 4?
Yeah, yes, that's a mistake. I think we had so many internal changes that that never got picked up. But we'll certainly make that clerical change.
Thank you.
This thing moves forward.
Thank you, Bill. Hal?
If I may, is this on?
There it is, I think.
Yeah.
On page 10, at the top of the page, paragraph F, if the discharger fails to complete in a timely, fails to timely complete a task in the conversion schedule, because the discharger must first complete another task with a later due date, the later due date shall not be a defense to missing the earlier due date. Would somebody explain that to me?
Rob's agreed to take all the difficult Cayucas questions, and I agreed to take all the difficult Morro Bay questions. There haven't been many. What that says is you can't use an earlier timeline, a later timeline, as a defense to an earlier timeline. And this relates to liquidated damages and the penalties below. You know, these thresholds that we set out. Let's say, let's pick one of them. The discharger fails to timely complete a task on the conversion schedule because it did not first complete another task. The later due date won't be a defense to missing the earlier due date. So,
a half-year contract in which we are definitely the subordinate group, the water board is the majority control, that if we fail to meet these schedules, we will be fined. It is so stated. I feel as an obligation to the people of the town, we'll go for 9.5 years. We'll try to get there sooner because obviously if we don't make it on time, we're in trouble. And with that, I sort of resent the fact this contract didn't show up on my doorstep until Tuesday night. And I wish I'd had more time to look at it.
And I apologize on behalf of staff to the extent that we were responsible for that. I have to say that regional board staff sort of threw this at us last week, last Friday, with sort of a push to get it done immediately. And if the board and council aren't comfortable moving forward in that time frame, there's no obligation to do so. If collectively you feel as though you need some time to really look and deliberate, that's available.
Would you explain that there's no need to do that?
Well, I'm certainly not going to make that determination for you. From staff's point of view, we've spent a fair amount of time.
No. Are there penalties for not proceeding tonight to endorse this?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
But wait a minute.
I think there's a desire on all stakeholders, all parties that are involved, to move this along as soon as possible, because and ultimately it's going to affect the conversion schedule per se. So we do want to move it along, but it has to be according to the collective body's determination that they're ready to move forward. We're not trying to push this on you. If you're not comfortable with it, certainly ask the questions that you need answered. If the answers aren't sufficient, we'll go back and try to fix them and bring back better information for you.
To that point, can I ask a follow-up question? Is the risk if we don't, as a collective body, approve this tonight, and therefore we will miss the February date of the Regional Water Quality Control Board to agendize it and discuss it, is there not a risk that then they will come back and renegotiate this agreement differently than we see it tonight?
That risk is always there. It's a risk that's going to be apparent and available until it's approved by all parties.
Right.
So even if you do approve this tonight, it of course has to still go before the regional board, and they have to deliberate and agree to it. And if they don't, and if they change it, it comes back to you, and the ping pong ball is in motion. But you know, again, it's our hope that we can answer your questions and we can move it forward. But I hope I'm not speaking on Morro Bay's behalf, but we're not trying to push this through tonight. If there are questions that can't be answered, then you know, certainly we should continue it. And it's available for both parties. If Morro Bay is comfortable moving forward and Cayucos isn't, you know, that action can be taken on Morro Bay's part, and Cayucos can then deal with it on its own merits within Cayucos, and vice versa. So it can be played any way you want. We can continue it. We can take action tonight. It can be split. But don't feel rushed if you don't have enough time. If you haven't had enough time to really understand this agreement and your questions aren't answered tonight, I tell you not to go forward.
Can I attempt to answer a couple of Betty's questions? Not that I'm the answer man, but Betty's first question in relation to the timeline and want to consider modifying this document. Again, as Rob has mentioned and as Bill has mentioned, this timeline is set up to be, my words, no one else's words, worst case to avoid penalties. And then we've previously and continue to ask staff to look at quicker alternatives. And I think Rob brought up a good point that only one of those communities on the regional coastal commission, and that we at Cayucos know, having just put in a lift station, I believe it took us 8 years to get the permit. So, you know, that does impact things in this part of the world versus other parts. So I think the timeline that we're talking about here doesn't mean that. I mean, yes, I think we can say to our staffs, go back and ask those, at least the first two communities, what level of upgrade or modification did you do, because a chart can be misleading. I'm not saying it is, but it doesn't detail all the specifics. The second point you asked that you wanted some discussion on, at least I heard you say that, was the best technology approval for pathogens and bacteria. I want to throw this one to the lawyers. Is that not a legal phrase that was being recommended?
I think it has different meanings to different people. It would have a meaning to a lawyer and a different meaning to an engineer. You know, there's a risk in putting that kind of language in any agreement because it's subject to so many different interpretations. And it holds you to a specific course of action. You know, those issues will be dealt with through the process that's in place there. The conversion schedule contemplates a master facilities plan. That's when you sit down and start the schedule. That's simply meant to move this forward.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions from the Cayucos Board? Okay, I wanted to comment that I did take the opportunity to sit down with our counsel and manager and review this document. We've heard a number of comments tonight about moving forward with this thing. The timeline's too long. This is really one of the first positive steps that we've seen. In a way, I'm kind of excited about being at this point and being able to say, yes, let's go do it. Also would like to point out, as Tim just did, that it's the facilities plan where we get into the meat of this. This document tonight just allows us to take the very, I want to almost call it the first step in the process. So we've heard the public comments. We're aware of those things. I think we'll have a lot more opportunity and a lot more public comment when it comes to the facilities master plan. We'll start to iron out some of these things like the tertiary, and also I think that, and I'm excited about this, I think that we'll be able to do this in a much quicker time frame. What we're doing here, in my mind, is buying insurance that we don't have to pay a lot of penalties, which of course the two communities would have to absorb. So on the one hand, we're protecting the community's money by not incurring penalties. And on the other hand, I think, and I've seen it with these two boards in spite of some of the public comment, I think we're getting along quite well. That I'd like to see this move forward, and am ready to support it. Mayor Peters.
Okay, council comments. Betty. Okay.
Bill.
We'll let Bill start.
I think I have to agree with a lot of the conversation we've had from up here tonight. I don't look upon this as what locks us down. I look upon this as what protects us, because if we were to get into something a lot tighter than this, it would make a lot of folks out there happy. But then if for some reason we had a problem and it started costing us money, that's money that wouldn't go into the project. And for point one, and I'd rather spend the money on tertiary treatment than fines. Secondly, a concern I have is if this thing gets hung up at the Regional Water Quality Control Board because of various disagreements on the part of some members of the community, I mean, yes, they certainly should voice their opinions, but if this thing gets delayed there too long, it just puts us behind, because we're can't be on a timeline until this thing gets through them too. So hopefully people will see the wisdom of why we're trying to do it this way. As I say, it doesn't change my opinion about tertiary treatment or 7 years. I just don't want to get fined if we miss it by 6 months or 5 months or 2 days. And this way we can take the money, put it in the project, and we can keep moving rapidly. And I intend to support it.
Dad?
Well, I intend to support it, too, for a couple of reasons. One, I've read it. There's a lot of legal language. I've asked some questions. It seems reasonable, and it also gives us some insurance in the timeline. 9.5 years is a long time. I would expect, I would hope, it could be done in a shorter period of time, but I don't want to be locked in to a lesser number.
Betty?
It might be good to raise the point that Mr. Schultz made with us, that the fines may be, if we miss a deadline, there may be a fine, but they're delayed until the very end of the project. And I is everybody aware of that? Because I wasn't aware of that. Okay. So the fear then seems to be coming that at the very end, the thing just won't happen in a timely fashion. And my concern is that we are reacting out of fear, that if we know we can get it done in 7 years, why aren't we setting that higher standard to push ourselves to do that, to push the people we hire to work for us to do that, to say this is what we want and this is when we want it done. I don't think that we have to operate out of that fear that there's going to be penalties. We don't have to assume that there will be penalties. I think the other part of that is along with the BTA or the best available treatment, BAT, that why not hold us now to that higher standard, assuming that, oh, we can talk about it later and this and that. It's like, it's almost like from the get-go, we're putting ourselves down at the minimum, expecting the very minimum, rather than saying, this is what we want, and we're going to go for it. And so I feel like our sights are set pretty low, and I'd like to see those raised.
Okay. In response to that, I tend to go along with the attorney viewpoint on it. It's putting ourselves into...
They said, okay, we're not going to play with this little stuff. We're going to go for what's good. And we're setting that standard now for future board, for future negotiating with the companies that we're dealing with. So they know right up front, this is what we're looking at. I am not an expert, obviously, but just in listening to some of the hearings with the Duke Power Plant where they talked about best available technology, even though you look for the best and highest standard, in hearing how that's gone with the CEC and what probably will happen with the Water Board, is that even then it's still negotiable. You know, what may be a best available technology, I think, still has an out with whether it's feasible economically. So I think there's an out there, but I think I'd like to see those standards set higher.
Okay. And also then, as far as this agreement, as has been said already, we have already said that we want to do this on a quicker timeline. At no point was 9.5 years considered our beginning point. We started at a longer number of years that was suggested to us. We cut it down to 9.5, said we'd like to do it in 7. All of these other communities, I rather expect, have a lot more money than we do. And this is something that we are going to have to get from our our residents, our water users, we're going to have to be able to afford all of this as it comes along. And I think we need a little time to do that, to build that financing. So to put ourselves in all kinds of time limit boxes with Coastal Commission, with everything else, to me seems very foolish at this point. There is no reason why we can't tell everybody we want to move quickly. We already are. We're so far ahead already because of what Bruce has been doing from the get-go. There's no reason for us not to continue to do that. We know we want it. We also have to make decisions as far as the tertiary and the secondary treatment. If for any reason Cayucas doesn't want to go with for a tertiary, then we have to figure out how we're going to finance the extra amount that it costs to get there because we want it. All of those things have to be worked out, and we have to give ourselves time so that we're not making immediate decisions because we have to and may regret that, you know, decision made in a hurry later on. So this is giving us a comfortable cushion. It's not where we expect it to be. It's not how quickly we expect it to happen. We certainly expect it to be quicker. But if something happens somewhere along the line that puts a spanner in the works, as they say, it gives us the out to be able to still do it and not go broke in the process. So I am in support of the agreement.
Madam Mayor.
Yes.
One other quick point, and that's given our previous track record with the Coastal Commission, I see no reason to believe that this is going to go through there in a rapid fashion. It will go through. We will, you know, dot all the I's and cross all the T's, but I don't know how many years it's going to take. We have a track record.
Betty? Just another comment. If you look at your conversion page, for example, you'll see that we don't have to, the kind of decision the mayor was just talking about in terms of agreeing to whether we do tertiary or partial or whatever, if I'm reflecting correctly, my conversation with Mr. Schultz doesn't really have to happen until 2010. That's 3 years out. That seems a long time away that we should be making that decision earlier. And I think that's probably one of the examples of where some of the fat could be cut, just to show good intent that, you know, we need to put the pressure on ourselves to start that conversation earlier as soon as we get in going with what's going to come back to us, which should be the first of this year, which is 2006. It's like, I don't get that, why we can't make more of these activities simultaneous.
Well, there's no penalty for us doing it early.
I understand that.
We can do any of those early that we want to.
I understand that, but I don't see that it's asking us, it's pushing us, it's going to get us there unless we do that for ourselves.
Bruce, did you have a comment?
Yeah, as far as the facilities planning, number two is submit final facilities master plan in 2010. That coincides with the certification of the CEQA document, I believe. So actually, the evaluation and the selection of a treatment alternative, according to this schedule, would occur in 2008, and we're presently about a year ahead of that schedule. So part of this coincides with some of the environmental documentation. So you're going to select a draft plan. We're going to submit the draft plan. Then the financial plan and CEQA process will take off from there. So you don't really, the step two in the facilities planning, it kind of goes into hold so that you know that your CEQA process is completed, I think, before you submit the final plan. But we should know within probably 18 months from the award of contract for the facilities master plan what your choice is going to be in terms of a treatment alternative.
Thank you. Betty?
Just to keep this dialogue going a little bit.
I'm confident we'll end up with some sort of tertiary treatment component out of this process. We're doing that as fast as we can. And the goal is to make that happen as fast as we can. And I think that's the task that you have given staff. So rather than wait until, if you went back to the compliance schedule that Corolla developed, rather than wait till the permit is issued before you start the facilities plan, I came to the boards, I believe, in August of this year, and said, hey, I had questions. I want to get the thing rolling. And you gave direction at that meeting, and we have proceeded down that path. And from staff standpoint, I think we're moving as fast as we can, but we're also... There has been an opinion that we need to give ourselves, from a legal standpoint, a little bit of wiggle room in here in case we run into a Coastal Commission problem or we run into a disagreement between the sanitary district and the city, so that we have time to work all this stuff out. And the goal is to make the best possible facility that we can. I think that's in everybody's mind. And when it comes to, you brought up the best available technology. When I look at Duke, the biggest difference I see is that we're not there to make money. We're there to protect the environment. And we're publicly owned. So we will, I'm assuming that when we go through this process, we're going to put the best technology we can out on the table.
Then there really shouldn't be any harm in adding it to the document, if that's where we're headed anyways, would just be my response.
And I'd say we go with the attorney's recommendation on that one. It's legal, and I trust them. Tukayukas.
Okay, comments? Nat?
Ma'am? I'd like to say a couple of things. I think I'm agreeing wholeheartedly with the mayor said earlier and what Hal said. After spending a career in aerospace, accepting contracts with liquidated damages and penalty clauses, if that doesn't bring fear to your heart, nothing will. I mean, they are something you ought to be afraid of and scared of. And I don't know how I would go back to our ratepayers and tell them, well, the state was willing to give us this much time before we incur penalties, but you know what? We shortened it up so that we could pay penalties faster. I think I'd be taken out of office if I agreed to something like that. And the last thing I'd like to say is that there are a lot of people who want to see the schedule moved up, see us pay penalties possibly faster and so forth. I wish these people would put their money where their mouth is. And
just continue. Okay. Just go on.
I think that we got to be very careful in trying to accelerate schedules. I think Bruce is on the right path. I think that subcommittees we had were on the right path. We could sit here and wordsmith this thing till midnight if we wanted to, but I don't think that's in anybody's best interest. Thank you.
Mr. Bell, you've been pretty quiet. No comment?
I would like to go along.
Okay.
With what Jenny says.
Hal?
I'd like to add that Nat was right. We don't want to walk ourselves into a penalty situation that the citizens of town would string us up. And he's right that Bruce is the right man to talk to. He's a leader in this thing, frankly. We're here to advise and consent, but he is the one that is leading the process, and he's doing a marvelous job.
Thank you. All right, seeing no other comment, would Cayucas care to put forward a motion?
I make a motion that we accept the settlement agreement as prepared, with the one exception where we change that paragraph number from 4 to 3.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous. Thank you. Mayor Peters.
May I hear a motion from the council?
Same motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay. 3-1.
All right. Thank you. Schedule for the next joint meeting
will depend on when this goes to the water board, right?
It's really up to the board and the council. I would say there, we've got the facilities master plan that's out there for coming back in for bids, and that's not due until about the same time as probably the hearing on this in front of the water board. So I don't believe we need a meeting before February.
All right. And then if there's anything that comes up in the meantime, we should look to our subcommittee for input.
Mr. President, can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask a question to two lawyers, counsel here.
Excuse me. This meeting is still in session. If you want to talk, could you please go outside?
All right. With that, I think a motion for adjournment would be in order.
Do you have a date for the next meeting?
No, we'll wait till we find out when the hearing is.
Could we do a tentative meeting in February?
You want to set a tentative date?
Just a tentative date. That just helps my schedule, if you don't mind.
I just don't know when that hearing is going to be.
February 10th.
February 10th?
They tend to be the first of the month, so we could set one after that.
Would you want to meet after that?
Mm-hmm. 16th. Is that a Thursday, Bill?
It's
Thursday. That's been 16th. Bonnie, 16th is proffered as the date for the next meeting. 16th of February?
16th.
That was
right after our meeting. Yeah, right.
All right. Let's put that as a tentative date. Thank you. All right. Motion and a second.
I move that we adjourn.
I second. All right. All those in favor say aye. All those aye. Aye. Thank you. Mayor Peters.
Similar motion from council.
Move that we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.